The DA can today reveal that through the ministerial handbook, President Cyril Ramaphosa has enabled the 27 ANC ministers and 35 deputy ministers in his government, who have made stage 6 load shedding a permanent feature of life in this country, to employ 624 personal staff members at a cost to taxpayers of nearly 2 billion rand since he became president in February 2018. Even more shocking than the sheer cost of employing all these unproductive cadres at taxpayers' expense are the facts that this information have never been previously disclosed and that there is no parliamentary oversight whatsoever over the expenditure incurred through the ministerial handbook. These 624 staff members include positions like household aides, receptionists, community outreach officers, as well as private secretaries, appointment secretaries, assistant appointment secretaries, and administrative secretaries. But even the generous provisions of the ministerial handbook were not enough for some ANC ministers. Nearly half of all cabinet ministers, as well as 17 deputy ministers, have violated the ministerial handbook's provisions by employing more than the staff members they are entitled to. The handbook currently provides each minister to employ 11 staff members and each deputy minister to employ 7. However, senior ministers like Gwede Mantashe, Ronald Lamola, Mamoloko Kubai, Bladen Zamande, Naledi Pandor, Beki Kele, Lindiwe Zulu, Fikile Mbalula, and a host of others have violated this provision by employing up to 17 staff members in some cases. The DA revelations that taxpayers have spent nearly 2 billion rand on these 624 staff members in ministerial offices since Ramaphosa became president follows after we earlier this week also exposed that these ministers currently live in 97 state-owned mansions in Pretoria and Cape Town, collectively worth nearly 1 billion rand. Another worrying element of Ramaphosa's handbook is the fact that it has enabled even more spending on personnel than was the case under former President Jacob Zuma's administration. Ramaphosa's handbook allows each minister to have more staff members than Zuma's version of the handbook did. The same goes for deputy ministers. On balance, this means that Ramaphosa's cabinet cost taxpayers more than Zuma's ever did. Even more concerning is the fact that Ramaphosa last year in April attempted to secretly change the ministerial handbook to increase the staff component even further to 15 for ministers and 10 for deputy ministers. The DA exposed that charade, which led to Ramaphosa withdrawing those amendments. But we are not done in our fight against the obscene wastage through the ministerial handbook. The DA has already laid a complaint with the public protector over the fact that the handbook is apparently illegal. There is no law that provides for this handbook to exist. We are also now compiling a new complaint against ministers who have violated the ministerial handbook, and we have introduced the Cut Cabinet Perks Bill in Parliament to bring the ministerial handbook under the purview of Parliament so that we can assure accountability and oversight over this handbook, which has become nothing more than a tool for the ANC to loot with.